Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
And says Brendan, I'm that fool who arrived at the airport in Portugal without both the credit card and driver's license, thought all hope was gone. No, would you believe they accepted a photograph of my license and the debit card I had was fine too. I was very surprised, to be honest. And I'm pretty surprised too. That's the first time I've ever heard a tale of flexibility at the car hire desk, because like it's normally just computer says no and then get out of the way, there's people queuing behind you. Another tip from someone here, check what time the kiosk closes. I went to Croatia last year, we had to pay 50 quid for a late pickup, 80 because we were bringing the car over the border to Bosnia, and 70 euro for extra insurance, so 200 euros on top of the price. Still more text there about John Lydon. Your interview with Johnny Rotten made my days, gloriously unfiltered, unashamedly himself. The old fire of refusing to pander to societal norms is still there, but with a new vulnerability that he allowed us to see. Legendary interview. Thank you. And a few people saying that they about taking pictures of people when they die, and one person took a picture of her daughter. She died at 18 due to an illness, and she says she deleted them later. Wasn't for her, better for me in happier times with good memories. But then someone else said, hi Brendan, when my mum was passing away, I wrapped her rosary beads around her hand as it was clasping mine, because her faith was so important to all her life. My siblings did the same. It's a precious close-up photograph, one I can look at and I felt I could show to my children. Okay. Karina Camarino from Camarino Bakery. Good afternoon. Welcome back.
Good afternoon.
So, Karina, hot chocolate is having a bit of a moment with the kids, I think, and you're our treats expert. So, you're going to give us a kind of a hot chocolate mini masterclass here. So, first off, so we all grew up with like chocolate powder in a tub, right? And now it's all fancy kind of sticks with chocolate lollipops that you melt into the milk and all that. Is the powder fine?
No.
No?
Not the powder that we grew up with, I don't think, the powder. But, I mean, there's loads of Irish companies that give you a product, like the shavings. It's reusing, actually, an off-product of chocolate production, that the shavings are sometimes mixed with powder. And same principle. You add it to hot milk or hot cream. We used to mix it with water, didn't we?
Did you? But it's actual chocolate.
It's actual chocolate.
Yeah, yeah. It was called cocoa back then. The drink was called cocoa by a lot of people, I think. If you're using actual chocolate then, what about the science of melting it?
So the science of melting chocolate, you want to melt chocolate gently. It melts at body temperature. So if you're melting it on a hob, the best way to not burn your chocolate, because there's practically no way to get it back if you've burnt your chocolate, is to do what we call a double boiler. So you have your pot of hot water on the hob and you have a bowl sitting snugly on top of that. The water is boiling. That water is not touching the bowl, but the steam in between is gently melting the chocolate in the bowl above. The other way is in your microwave. And if you're melting it in your microwave, you're going to want to do it in short bursts, 30 seconds, 1 minute, and stir it each time.
Okay. All right. So tell me about a Mexican hot chocolate. What's so special about that?
Well, the Aztecs, I believe, are the first to have discovered chocolate.
So they're the OG hot chocolate people.
OG hot chocolate. They even have their own special tool that's like a whisk. It looks like a club. And then you roll it. There's like a stick and then a bulb at the end. And you roll the stick between your palms. You move your palms back and forth. And then it spins the whisky bulb underneath and it whisks up the hot chocolate. Nowadays, we make a Mexican hot chocolate by spicing a dark chocolate hot chocolate. So you have your milk, your cream, your 70% cocoa or more. The darker your chocolate is, the less sugar there is. So it would be more on the bitter side. And you would spice it with maybe cinnamon or chili if you're feeling spicy.
Okay, so that's quite an adulty kind of hot chocolate.
Yeah.
What about French hot chocolate then? Naturally with the French, this is kind of almost ceremonial with them, is it?
Yeah, it is extra. So it's incredibly rich. A chocolate ganache, which is cream and chocolate together. So it's really, really thick. You can pour it, but it's incredibly viscous. You would have it in quite a small cup and much less milk.
Are we dipping there then or something? So
now we're Spanish, pardon me, where you dip your churro in something similar, where it's incredibly like rich and thick and nearly an espresso cup. Yeah, you would have a small amount.
Okay. And we'll put up all the recipes and techniques for for all of these. The French even have a special equipment, of course, naturally, don't they? Like some kind of special pot for melting chocolate.
They have a special pot, exactly. And then often if you get it at one of these famous places, like Trois Magots in Paris is really famous for their hot chocolate, like you'll get it served in the special pot and then you have your cup and you pour it yourself. There's a spout on the pot. So it has a really thick base so that your chocolate melts very gently and you have a nice emulsion between your cream. And French hot chocolate can be even richer. Sometimes they even incorporate crème pâtissière, which is that pastry cream, the kind that you would see like in a fruit tart, you know, it's kind of like a thick, thick custard.
Yeah.
So that would be made with egg yolks. That mixed in with your hot chocolate makes it even richer, even more decadent.
I'm guessing they're not putting marshmallows on top, no?
No, the French, I don't know that the French do marshmallows in their hot chocolate.
Yeah. Do you go for marshmallows whipped cream on top?
Personally, yeah. Hot chocolate is so nostalgic and I love marshmallows. I love the way that they get all melty in the hot chocolate. So that's what I remember.
What about the new kind of trend for a giant piece of marshmallow on top, kind of torched?
I love
it. It can be tricky to get your mouth around the whole situation, though, can't it?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I love it. I love all kinds of torch marshmallows, s'mores, the whole thing. But I have a recipe for this viral torched hot chocolate that addresses this very issue.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you can have an iceberg kind of marshmallow, if you will, toasted slightly on top, but fairly solid, blocking your hot chocolate conveyance.
Yeah. There's like drinking and chewing in that one.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like what? Utensil.
So how are you getting around it?
Me, I make my marshmallow. So I've never seen this product here, but in North America, they have this product called Fluff.
You can get it in certain shops here, yeah.
The American
aisle. Yeah. That kind of thing, yeah.
So Fluff is a spreadable marshmallow flavored thing, an ode to a marshmallow. So I make my own Fluff instead of like a gelatin, like one of these, you put gelatin in marshmallow and it makes it that kind of not rubbery, but that's solid.
Yeah.
So I make Fluff by making kind of a meringue that tastes like a marshmallow so that when I pipe it on the rim of the mug, or you could do a big iceberg scoop, sure, but you can have it with your spoon or you could take a big sip of your hot chocolate. You know, drink hot chocolate like no one is watching. You're going to get the marshmallow mustache.
Okay, you just have to go for it, yeah?
Go for it.
Okay, so you put that up. We'll put that up as well. Another viral one is the chocolate bomb. I'm not quite familiar with the chocolate bomb.
The chocolate bomb. Well, I explain it, you might recognize it. So imagine we have a sphere made of chocolate. And inside that sphere of chocolate is your chocolate powder, your cocoa powder. So you have this chocolate sphere. You pop it into your mug of hot milk and cream, and then the heat from that liquid is going to melt the sphere and then release the cocoa powder from inside, and then you stir it all up or whisk it all up. Or I like those little handheld little milk frothers to get it nice and emulsified so you get nice mixture.
Do we need to buy something called a velvetizer now as well?
Well, they have it for the hot chocolate lover in your life if you need something to buy them. It's not required to make hot chocolate, but it does exist. So
it velvetize it? It does.
It makes it quite velvety.
Okay, right. Tell me about frozen hot chocolate. So I think, is this from the movie Serendipity? And there's a famous shop in New York and stuff. It seems to me like they're taking the point out of the hot chocolate.
Because of the title?
Yeah.
Well, they say that frozen hot chocolate is different than a chocolate milkshake.
Okay.
Because the texture is different. So it's more of a like a granita. It's more icy than a milkshake. A milkshake is pretty creamy. And a frozen hot chocolate is like chocolate, ice, cream. And then the way that we don't velvetize it, we do the opposite. We do kind of a shaved ice situation with that.
Okay. So you're freezing that, taking it out, beating it up. Yeah. Back into the freezer again. So it's like a chocolate sorbet.
I call it a chocolate granita.
Yeah, again, like, okay, they're ruining the point of a sorbet and they're ruining the point of hot chocolate with that one. But anyway, you'll give us the technique for that as well. If you're having a really indulgent hot chocolate and you're actually having something else with it, what are you having with it?
Oh, I'm probably putting like brownies in my hot chocolate, or no, like homemade marshmallow, definitely. But then I would kind of maybe go along the theme of a s'more. So you might have some graham cracker digestive biscuits. I would go with something super simple and let the hot chocolate shine. But you might want a dipper, like you were saying about the Spanish really rich chocolate, a churro in there would be great.
Because like what you need with hot chocolate is more sugar, isn't it?
Maybe a spoon made out of cookie.
Karina Camarino from Camarino's Bakery, thank you very much. And you have a new cafe opening soon in Blackrock, I know. So good luck with
that.
Blackrock in Dublin, I should say. That's it for today. You can listen back to all the conversations from today's show on the RTE radio app or wherever you get your podcasts. The series producer is Tessa Delahanty. Today's show was produced by Eilish O'Shea. Research was by Jennifer Gannon. Mary Elizabeth Bruton was the broadcast coordinator and Liam Mullen was on sound. Stay tuned for Saturday with Colm O'Mongan, and I feel there's only one way we can end the show today.